poll, majority of Americans think infrastructure bill is a socialist hoax. By Catherine Hamilton on August 12, 2021. More than half of Americans agree with Senator John Kennedy, RLA, who likened the $1.2 trillion hoax infrastructure bill to welfare in the Green New Deal. Rasmussen Reports polled likely U.S. voters by asking if they agree with Kennedy's statement. They told us it was a real infrastructure bill. It's not. Only 23% of the bill is real infrastructure. The rest is Green New Deal and welfare. They told us the bill was paid for. It isn't. We're going to have to borrow maybe up to $400 billion to pay for it. 51% of those polled agree with the senator that bill is not real infrastructure, and 44% disagree with Kennedy. Overall, 45% of participants say they support the infrastructure bill, 41% are opposed, and 14% are not sure. As might be expected, Republicans are much more likely to agree with Kennedy's denunciation of the infrastructure bill. Fully half, 50%, of GOP voters say they strongly agree with the quote from the Louisiana senator, but so do 21% of Democrats and 38% of unaffiliated voters, according to the poll report. 46% of Democrats disagree with Kennedy's statement, as do 27% of Republicans and 28% of unaffiliated voters. Kennedy voted against the Trojan Horse infrastructure bill, but 19 Republican senators cleaved from their party and joined Democrats in passing it through the Senate on Tuesday. I realized pretty quickly that if you look up stupid stuff in the dictionary, there's a picture of this bill, Kennedy said, told Laura Ingraham on Fox News. Leftist Representative Ianga Pressley, DMA, took a victory lap on Twitter by equating the left-wing cause for climate justice with infrastructure. Care is infrastructure. Climate justice is infrastructure. Housing is infrastructure, Pressley tweeted Wednesday. We can and we must meet the moment. President Joe Biden's strongest supporters, wealthy people, and young people are more likely to support the hoax infrastructure bill, according to the poll, which surveyed of 1,000 U.S. likely voters on August 10 to 11, 2021 with margin of sampling error of +/+3 percentage points and a 95% level of confidence. The so-called bipartisan infrastructure bill is set to move to the House, where Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, has pledged to hold the consideration of that bill until the Senate also advances the $3.5 trillion infrastructure bill. The Senate will move forward this week on the budget resolution and the disastrous infrastructure bill soon after.